It's day 16 of our pre-season countdown. Ferrari are unveiling their challenger for 2024 today, so it would be rude not to hear from the only man to beat Red Bull last season, Carlos Sainz. Carlos has an incredible relationship with his two-time World Rally Champion father, Carlos Sainz Sr. In fact, just last month, Sainz Sr. broke his own record to become the oldest winner of the iconic Dakar Rally. That's the fourth time he's won it, having also been crowned champion in 2010, 2018 and 2020. I first caught up with Sainz Jr. on the podcast shortly after that second Dakar success in 2018, and I asked him whether, given his father's racing background, it was inevitable that he'd follow in his footsteps.
It wasn't inevitable, but at the end, destiny is destiny. And I ended up being a racing driver. That's it. You know, apparently, when I was 2 years old, my dad was rallying all the time. And when he came back from rallying, he saw me on a little battery car doing a lot of, the Scandinavian flick, entering some corners and doing a lot of donuts. And he was asking, who the hell has taught this guy to do that? And no one has taught me, but I had it in my blood, and eventually I ended up being a racing driver.
I mean, we should explain for people who don't know, your dad is double world champion Carlos Sainz. He was imaginative on the name, by the way.
Yeah, definitely. He really went for the extra pressure of calling me Carlos Sainz. He really didn't thought about it twice.
But why racing and not rallying? Because obviously he's a hugely successful rally driver, and you can do the Scandinavian flick age two.
Yeah.
Why racing?
It's very simple. At my time, when I was 3, 4, 5 years old, he had an indoor go-karting. So I loved go-karting. I always went there, and I was enjoying it a lot. And then when I turned 9, 10 years old, there was starting to be the Spaniard called Fernando Alonso, starting to winning races in Formula One. And I would woke up him every morning for the Australian Grand Prix, all those races in the Far East, telling him, let's go and watch the race. It's 4 a.m. We should wake up. It's the start of the Australian Grand Prix. Let's go and watch it. Started winning. He won the World Championship in 2005. I met him in 2005 in the Spanish Grand Prix in Barcelona. And when I met him, I went back home and I told my dad that I want to be like Fernando Alonso one day.
So what about carrying the Sainz name and the pressure that came with that? I mean, did your rivals in karting, there any sort of playground chat that was annoying, or
it was
did it
weird.
Bring pressure?
It was strange because, you know, at the beginning in karting, when I was 11 years old, 12 years old, you know, kids, and kids sometimes can be a bit mean, you know, in a way. And racing fathers are also quite tough. And I remember going karting and always having that extra pressure, that extra father looking at my lap times and the kids wanting to beat me, trying to beat the son of Carlos Sainz because they thought that maybe that would make them even more special, you know. And I perfectly understand. I probably would have done the same if I would race against the son of Ayrton Senna, just as an example. But it did make it quite tough, knowing that everyone wanted to beat me more than anyone else, and that I had more stopwatches on the go-kart track trying to get my lap times and see what I was capable of doing.
But were there any advantages that came with the name as well? Whether it was there a bit of red carpet treatment that others didn't get?
Of course, there's some advantages. The first advantage is to have the advice of a double world champion. That's something I would never take away from myself. You know, to always have had the opportunity to chat, to have the advice of a double world champion. Doesn't matter if it's tennis, badminton, or rallying. You know, a world champion is a world champion. You must be a very special character. And you need to have the attitude and the talent to do so. And to have that from my dad was always very special.
Is he, or was he, competitive with you when you were growing up? I mean, there's a story, and tell me if it's true, that you went ice driving with him when you were 15.
Yes.
Go on, tell that story.
Okay, that story. We went to, I think it was Sweden. And we ended up doing a course with Porsche from 1990s, an ice driving course.
What's that like? Engine in the back?
Engine in the back, rear wheel drive.
Fun.
Really good fun. And we went through non-studded tires, little studded tires, big studded tires. By the end, when we got the big studded tires where it's really, really grippy, there was a track, a 3 kilometer track, and I was always driving. You know, he was having his coffees, trying to teach me. But by the end of the day, I really got really fast, and I was getting his lap times and my lap times. And I realized that I've got really, really close to him. I actually, we went for a qualifying lap, and I was like a tenth or two away from him, and he got really angry.
And you were how old?
I was 15 years old, and yeah, driving in the ice, which is not my specialty, really.
So how did Dad deal with that?
I was having a lot of fun, and he could see that I was getting closer, and he was laughing, but you know, with that kind of laugh that this little bastard, what is he doing? You know, he's getting a bit too close to me. He has his pride also. And he said, okay, now this exact same truck, we're going to turn it around and do it the anti-clockwise. And you don't have one lap to do a reconnaissance lap. We go straight away. This is what rally is about. He gave me 4 seconds on that lap, and I went back to reality. So yeah, my go-karting of learning the track had worked on the clockwise way, but as soon as we turned it around, it was...
So he is competitive with you. And does that translate into everything? I mean, like, do you play other sports with him? Do you play tennis with him? Do you...
You cannot imagine. It is really that way. So now I don't know why, but we are very quite into golf, and we are really competitive on a golf course. And he's really good at squash. I've never been able to beat him at squash. He was Spanish champion. We played some tennis. When we go skiing on the slopes, not anymore, but we used to be quite competitive. Many, many other sports. Paddle, I mean, anything you can ask me, any sport. Even football, I was organizing matches and he was part of the team, sometimes against me. I can have too many examples of competitiveness between him and me.
So I'm loving the whole relationship you have with your dad. Now, dads worry about their children. I have kids. I can relate to that. But your dad is still competing. He won the Dakar just earlier this year. Do you worry about your dad when he's competing?
A bit too much. Yeah, I would say a bit too much. I suffered this year when he won the Dakar. You cannot imagine how nervous I was. And I was calling him every day just to talk to him about how was his stage, but especially about the next one. So tomorrow, what are you going to do? Are you going to attack? Careful with the punctures. You're leading by 1 hour. Just be careful. Just make it to the finish. Just don't get nervous. And I suddenly realized, and he told me, hey, you're sounding like me when you were in your first year of Formula One. Just let me do my thing. But at the same time, he wanted to have my advice. And I always want to have his advice when I'm racing. So, it was very funny. For the first time, I realized that I had become a bit of him, you know, I had been copying him.
The racing genes are clearly very dominant on that side of the Sainz family, aren't they? There's an unbreakable connection between Carlos and his father, and it's really heartwarming to see how much they support each other's careers. I have no doubt Sainz Jr. felt similar emotions watching his dad win Dakar again this year. Carlos's sensational performance to win last season's Singapore Grand Prix showed great racecraft and impressive racing IQ. Has he got what it takes to become a world champion in F1 like Sainz Sr. was in rallying? The car Ferrari launched today, his teammate Charles Leclerc, and their rivals will all be huge factors in whether he can mount a serious title challenge. But I certainly feel the ingredients are there for him to be in the thick of the battle. Well, that's day 16 done. I'll be back tomorrow with a full episode that I think deserves an Oscar. Keep up with the latest F1 action on F1 Nation.
A superb finish to the line!
Race previews, post-race insights, and exclusive interviews from the heart of the F1 paddock.
Magnificent team effort all round.
Huge win for us today.
And we're pushing at the limit.
We must have just got something wrong.
Oscar, can we just grab you on the way out?
A very, very cool day. It's been a weekend to remember.
You'll hear from the drivers, team principals, engineers, and F1 experts from around the world.
Really, really nice to feel that atmosphere there in the garage.
Having the two of them in the points, quite impressive.
Those next few positions are worth millions of dollars.
The combination is unbeatable.
New episodes every Monday. Search your podcast app for F1 Nation.